protection against you.
Now, the period you write about in the book is you talk of the kind of incredible promiscuity. Incredible.
See, I find that extraordinary, and I'm amazed, you know. That was casual sex, my dear, and it was great fun. What's got? Why is it promiscuity?
Oh, incredible casual, incredible volume of casual sex.
Just about the same as a man. It's only a woman that is called promiscuous.
Nicely put, nicely put. Was it genuinely like that, or were you gilding the lily a bit in the book?
On that stuff, no. It's not gilding the lily. No. I had a lot of fun, quite frankly. That's why I can't understand it, why people get so serious and promiscuous. And somebody even said to me yesterday about infidelity, and I really was stunned. What on earth has that got to do with it?
There's a great deal of kiss and tell in the book.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't say it's a great deal.
Well, I lost count of how many people you had to meet.
That's hardly kiss and tell.
Well, leave the kiss. There's a lot of tell in it, then.
No, I never say much about it. I just say. No, kiss and tell is where you. Those dreadful things where they go into great. No.
But there is a lot of detail in one account of her lovemaking with Mick Jagger. Details like Jagger purportedly whispering to her how he'd like to be making love to Keith Richards.
I put that in because I thought it was interesting. I thought it was related to the force that drives that group of people. It is, of course. It's rock and roll is sex. It's driven by sex. It's just fascinating how that is sometimes built up. It's not unusual. It doesn't mean it's that they're gay or so. It's not acted on. You see? Yes.
Yeah, I got to concentrate because I mean that's not something that's
no. I understand.